boys.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the BD Waterfowl Podcast. I am your lead producer and host, Walker Deering, along with a good buddy of mine, Mr. Grant Mims.
Hello, chaps and chappies.
He's spent the last 2 weeks overseas searching for
tractoring.
Looking for them European ducks.
I've been tractoring. Bloody hell, tractoring.
We'll get to that in a minute, too. But we got a special guest with us today because Brian couldn't be here again. What is the reason for that? I forgot to ask.
I think he's doing Royal Rangers.
Oh, okay. So it's a good reason.
LaGrange.
Yeah.
God love you.
Jacob Carroll is going to be our special guest. I cut that off about halfway through. So we have Jacob Carroll with us.
Yeah. Hey. Nice to be on.
Jacob is a longtime friend of mine, acquaintance of Grant's. They've met each other a few times years ago.
We've been in the same room
at least once.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably more than that.
But Jacob has his own podcast that I've also been on a time or two, and it is called the Bluegrass Basement Boys. You want to give us a quick rundown of it?
Yeah, so we started it. It's about UK sports and bourbon. So we try bourbons, new bourbon every week normally, although we just did a wine month.
The wine month was cool.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Did you have any good wines? There was one you all liked, I thought.
Yeah,
Boone's Farm.
They didn't do any Boone's Farm, but that would have been hilarious.
All of them weren't bad. My favorite one was the 1922 house.
Yes.
It was like a tropical sangria.
Yep.
And then also it's out of Jessamine County.
Yeah, that was a good... it was a good episode.
Yeah.
I listened to that one. I listened to all y'all's.
We finished that bottle very quickly. So
who made it? Who makes it?
1922 house.
Where is it at?
So whenever you're driving, it's on King. It's like the first vineyard on King.
Really?
Together.
Yep. Okay.
Is it the one on the left after you come off of Harrisburg Road?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Huh. I never knew that.
Yeah. They've got
y'all didn't do any Ghost Fox.
I know. Yeah. And I had tried that one not too long ago. As well. It's just that I only had one pick for it. And then
that's fair.
Technically, we did do Ghost Fox because we did the winery before Ghost Fox.
Oh, yeah. Crispin Mill winery.
Yeah. We did a Crispin Mill bottle that somebody was able to find. So,
well, that's cool.
It was okay. That one was actually the worst one that we had.
At least you're honest.
You should hear their bourbon rankings. It's great.
Yeah.
Especially because two of the people did not like bourbon to start with.
Bloody awful.
Oh, yeah.
But hey, they had some bourbon honey you probably would have liked.
That bourbon honey was good.
Yeah,
it's good. It's that you put that in some tea or something, that'll clear a throat. But we cover bourbon and then also a lot of sports. Just sports centric. Right now we're kind of in the dead period with sports, so
other than baseball, y'all got a baseball to talk about for sure.
Oh yeah. No, Kentucky baseball is absolutely tearing it up. Number two in the nation.
Well, kinda. They let it flop. Was it yesterday?
Yeah,
they dropped that one yesterday.
Yeah, well, they could have won. Like they could have won the regular season, but instead they had to share the regular
with Tennessee,
season,
right?
With Tennessee.
Yeah,
because Tennessee. Yeah, unfortunately, I don't know. I don't know how we dropped that against Vandy. Yeah. But Vandy's a good team. It's just.
But we're here.
Yeah, we're here. We've got the number three seed in the SEC tournament, and we're probably going to host a regional.
A regional or a super? It doesn't matter. I'll listen to the podcast
probably host
to find
both,
out.
Honestly,
yeah, probably.
Houston's the expert on that.
Yeah,
one, so I just follow.
Yeah,
go to the games.
Unlike Florida, I don't know what the frick.
Yeah,
you know, we're usually baseball.
They weren't bad this year. It's just nobody in the SEC was bad. That was the problem.
They weren't great.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
they weren't
great
at the beginning.
Yeah.
I thought they picked it up.
They would like. You know, they would win at least one game of a series. You know, like they just they played Georgia their last series. Mm-hmm. They won the series, and Georgia's number 3-9. They're in the top 10.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, so heck, who knows? Anyway, yeah.
But
UK sports.
UK sports. Yeah, so
not
a lot of football.
Not Grant's
a lot
favorite
of
topic.
Basketball. A lot of baseball.
Yeah.
But it's a fun podcast, and we also review movies, things like that. I think right now we have we're doing spoofs this month, so we watched The Princess Bride. Mm-hmm. Is it The Princess Bride? Yeah,
That's the old one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
which I don't think is a spoof movie.
It's really not.
No.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. It kind of spoofing fairy tales, but like, I don't know.
No, I wouldn't consider that a spoof.
Yeah, I think it was a bad pick on that one. But yeah.
But it is a good movie.
Good movie.
It is a good movie, yeah.
Great movie.
It was a surprisingly good movie. But.
Yeah. Jacob and Rachel never seen it, so when I heard it on the podcast he had to watch it, I was like, hey, me and Rachel are going to come over.
Yeah.
And we're going to watch this with you.
Yeah, that's a great one. Classic.
Yeah, no, I was ended up liking it a lot more than I thought I was going to. At first, I was like, this is weird. The opening of it's an odd movie, but
yes.
It gets good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Very quick.
Classic. I watched The Shadow Riders. Tom Selleck, Sam Elliott.
Yes.
Going to save their sister and lover, and it's really,
and
really,
else.
Really freaking good Western.
It's called
it
The
Shadow
Riders?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Jake's putting it on the list.
Yeah,
it's a good one. It's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay.
It's like $3.99 to rent it.
Okay.
So, pretty good stuff.
Look into that. While he's doing that, Grant, what have you been up to, buddy?
Well, did you know it's the front yard?
I sure did.
Yep. Been baling a little hay, cutting a little hay, doing all that time of year. Went and took my CDL skills test and road test on Friday and passed it.
Yes, sir, you did.
Nice.
Yes, sir, you did.
First try, and I had to have the confidence to go in with good attitude, which I did. And I did everything good. But I really think that he was just ready to go home.
I mean, it's possible.
I was his last appointment for the day. It was raining.
Oh.
Go
you for getting it in the rain, too.
Yes. He usually does it up in Walton, but the Walton... stop is closed right now, so he's doing it in Georgetown. So he just wanted to go
probably
home for the weekend.
But still.
But I did everything like he wanted me to, and
I had a whole lot of faith in you to actually get it first go.
Well,
with your
yes,
I'm sure it's different, but you've got such skill and the time in with a gooseneck.
Yeah.
Then I figured it wouldn't be too different for you.
That's there is differences. About another 25 foot.
Yeah.
On top of what gooseneck is, and I did it in a manual. That way I didn't have that restriction.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Two of our trucks are automatics, one of them's manual. Which here in another 10 years, there probably will be very few manuals left. But
that's what it's looking like.
Man, anybody could drive it on. I mean, it is so easy.
I've
been practice driving, and I've delivered to Lexington a couple times, Lexington, Nicholsville, on our Tuesday run, in the automatic because we were waiting to get that truck and trailer back. Because it probably wouldn't have passed pre-inspection. But anyway, so I've been delivering an automatic, and man, you just gotta let your foot off the brake or off the gas, and the Jake brake just starts slowing it down for you. All you gotta do is just flip the little switch to drive, and flip the little switch to neutral and reverse. I mean, it's. I'm not saying anybody could do it, but
a lot of people could.
A lot of people probably could. And that's pretty obvious because, heck, I'm sure y'all get drivers in there all the time that take 10 times to back up. And
not as much anymore.
Really?
And it's because a lot of them are these big freight drivers. Dayton.
Yeah. Okay.
Like just R&L. LTL stuff.
Walmart was the worst with that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I can imagine. Dude.
Now, some of the dedicated trucks from time to time, and we have such an easy spot to do it in.
You would think.
It's such a wide area. You can, damn near get straight back.
Yeah.
If you know halfway how to drive.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
But done that. Not really a whole much. Oh, Everly graduated kindergarten.
God, I saw that.
Oh, nice.
What good pictures too.
Yeah,
she is a photogenic child.
Yes she is. She got award for being the most adventurous.
I saw that.
which was pretty cool.
She's probably been more places than a lot of her classmates, yeah. I would say.
Probably. Been watching. Been watching a show.
This makes me so happy. Listeners, I don't think you understand.
That I didn't even know. I've never even heard of it. And I knew the guy. I thought I'd recognize the guy that runs it. But it's called Clarkson Farm. Clarkson's Farm. And have you ever seen it?
I know of it.
Yeah,
I know it.
Oh, man. What a debacle of a show.
It's so good.
It's like, I've done all this to make 144 pounds.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was
how far are you into it now?
Just finished season one last night.
So you've seen the sheep?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes. Gosh. Seen all the sheep. Seen the sheep kick them. Oh, geez, man. It's just
so funny.
Like, he acts like he's so busy, but it's because he just, like, every episode, he picks something new to do. Like, just stick to crops and sheep. But no, he's out here making a pond, and then he's building a shop, and then he's doing this, and then he's growing, wasabi. He's growing wasabi in England. Like, what the heck?
Oh, God, it's great. It's such a good show.
Yeah, so I'm going to start season two sometime soon, probably tonight. We've been binge-watching it.
Him and those tractors.
Yes. Man. Well, that's what I got. Whitney, gosh almighty, she said yesterday morning, she said, I'm going to try and deep clean the house, so I just want you to go out tractoring. And I thought, oh, my God. No, do not ever call it that again. Oh, my Lord.
Love it.
I had a couple DU meetings.
Yeah, I was at one of those.
For anybody listening, Kentucky Ducks Unlimited has Christmas and July calendars for sale.
Jacob, this is for you to hear as well.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
You're fine.
Every day the month of July, Kentucky Ducks Unlimited is giving away a gun. Great opportunity. I do not know exactly how many they're giving away. I think last year was around 1,000-ish.
Calendars.
Yeah. So you got a 31 in 1,000 chance. I mean, pretty good odds. Plus you get a DU membership out of it. So it's good opportunity if you want to win some pew-pews. And we got rifles and pistols and shotguns and a little bit of everything on those calendars. So
yeah, and really not a bad selection of things either.
No,
I guess selection's a bad word, but
If anybody's interested in them, I really hate to take all the credit, so reach out to me or Walker or I guess Brian actually.
Nope, he's not here. He doesn't get a chance to shout it out. Right. Don't ask Brian. Just Grant and Walker.
Yeah, edit that out.
Yep.
Hell, he took 20.
Oh no, I need him to hear it.
he took 25.
Oh yeah, he's gonna sell them to everybody up there at KU.
Yeah.
Especially a kid that won two guns.
Yeah, at the bingo.
Yeah.
That's really about it, honestly. A little bit of hay.
Yeah. Haven't done much softballing yet, have you?
No.
Because of the weather?
Yeah. Ev's had a couple practices, but we're two games behind now.
Yippee.
So those start, actually, she's got one Monday night and Tuesday night this week, and it's going to be nice. So.
Yeah, because I won't see you Tuesday.
Yeah.
More than likely.
Yes. By the way, happy birthday, Sam. But yeah, that's about it, brother. What about you?
Also not much.
How's the van?
What van?
Okay. Joe, I went up.
I bet he asked, didn't he?
He said, well, actually, there was a white van that pulled past his house, and it was stopping the people up in Lexington. How, if you just put it out on the roadside,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's free, you know, for taking. Well, it stopped right next door to him. He said, is that Walker? And I said, no, it's a Chevy.
Yeah, wrong van. So, now, also, not much, man. I've been helping my mom move. She bought a house in Lawrenceburg.
Yeah.
So I've been helping her move there.
Oh.
That's what I was doing yesterday.
I thought she was already living there.
Mm-mm.
So she bought it, like, back in when you went goose. So she already had it. She wasn't living there yet.
Correct.
I got it.
Needed a lot of work.
Oh, okay.
Rusty, I mean, that's my stepdad.
Yeah.
He tore that place apart.
Yeah. They were living in Stanford.
No, they never lived in that house either. They've been living with Papaw in Lexington.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He had to, he had to gut the house in Stanford.
Yeah.
I mean, down to studs.
Oh, my.
And redo it. And, yeah, that was...
Jeez,
it just didn't work out. Because mom's working in Lexington now.
So when you were mowing the yard, were you in Lawrenceburg? Remember the last episode you were mowing? Okay.
Yep. I'd come here from Lawrenceburg.
I got you. All right.
But last weekend, we cleaned up a lot of the construction debris and stuff like that to get ready to move in. And then yesterday, we moved a lot of stuff.
Okay.
We emptied her storage unit and
good.
Got a couch.
About done? Or
she's got a lot of little stuff left at the house, so she's going to work on that. And then I got to pay somebody to move her bed frame down those stairs because I'm not doing it. Well, the stairs... So for you all, they're about this wide.
Yeah.
Oh. For the listeners, or what? But 2 foot,
foot and a half,
2 foot,
2 foot, yeah. maybe.
It's nah. it. They're narrow.
Yeah.
Narrow, and she's got one of them
foot and a half.
Automatic electric bed frames.
Oh, like a Tempur-Pedic kind of thing heavy. Or something.
It's the one that like moves your head up. Getting it up those stairs.
Oh, I can imagine.
Was terrible. Mm-hmm. And I told her then, I was like, either you all die in this upstairs.
Yeah.
And the bed stays here. Or it stays here. Like, I'm not moving it. But me and my stepdad talked about it. We might go down to the community action center and hire a couple folks.
Yeah.
The Revive House or something. Hey, here's $100.
I hate moving.
Me and you both. Especially pulling that trailer last weekend down Pinkard.
Oh, I can imagine. I bet.
But that's really all I've done. I put that AC compressor on my truck and those lines, that's about it. I got to get it charged this week.
Okay. So you still don't have AC?
No. Oh, we came in his truck.
Yeah, I seen it out there. Still. Yeah, boy, today be a bad one.
Yeah, I drove to his house, and I was like, nah.
Yeah.
Whenever he got in contact with me, he's like, can we take yours? It's a bit hot out here.
Which reminds me, I'll throw you a little cash for that.
If you don't care.
That's about it. Oh, I do have, I got 2 appointments this week.
Yeah.
I got to go Wednesday, have a consultation about getting my wisdom teeth taken out.
Oh, boy.
And then Thursday, I'm getting a cavity filled.
Yeah, it's a dentist.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, hard pass. Hate that place.
It's been a hot minute since I've been to the dentist.
I'm afraid to go.
Believe me, dude. So was I, but that woman said, you haven't been to a dentist since 2015? I said, no. She said, your teeth? Really, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
She said, I can tell you haven't had a cleaning in forever. She's like, but it's not near as bad as it should be.
Good for
you.
I was
like, sweet.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than tooth pain or, you know, gum. Oh,
yeah. I'm right there. I agree wholeheartedly.
I can't stand that.
So hopefully it's not going to cost me thousands of dollars to get my wisdom teeth removed.
Yeah, hopefully not.
If I do, though, I've got my HSA card, so shout out LockNet. Thanks for that.
Yeah. That stuff comes in handy, man.
It's got...
Do you know you can use that? I mean, just about anywhere.
As long as it's medical.
No.
Technically, that
you can
money
buy groceries.
Yours.
You can buy. You can
with
buy
an HSA card.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a debit card.
yeah.
You can do whatever.
There
you
is
want
a
with
guy
it.
That I work with that I work with that has one through Brownstown. Oh, hope nobody's listening to this. He buys oil for his van.
That's insane.
At Walmart. And now I will say that I have bought like. Sausage and eggs and stuff like that, you know, for work before.
Hey,
No, you can. I don't know about like alcohol or stuff like
well,
that.
Well, I don't want alcohol.
Yeah,
but there's enough money on there. I could buy me a real nice Benelli shotgun.
See, I don't know about that either. I don't know about that either. Wouldn't that be some shit? Just
I could buy 2 Benelli shotguns with how much money's on that card.
Good. Heck yeah, man.
Well, I've been putting money on it for 3 or 4 years.
And haven't really used it.
Never used it. Ever.
Hey, wait till you have kids. You'll use it.
Yeah.
Promise you, brother.
I'm sure I will.
Promise you.
That's all I got from me. I haven't done much else.
So who we got today, Walker?
Who?
Yeah.
Jacob Dylan Carroll.
All right.
Yeah.
And what do people need to know about you?
Well, you know, I work at a bank. I work at a bank and then...
He's working in banker's hours.
Yeah. Don't look like much of a banker, but go ahead.
Yeah, no,
I don't. Hey, he used to be Jake from State Farm.
Yeah, I used to be Jake from State Farm.
Did you work at State Farm?
Yeah.
That's great.
I sold
for
insurance.
Quite a while. I mean, what, 2-3 years?
Almost 2 years.
Oh, I thought it was longer than that.
That's great.
Love that job. Just insurance sucks. But now I'm a banker. I don't look like a banker. You're right.
Yeah.
But I do that, and then sports is my spare time. Everything sports related.
He really is a big sports guy.
Where I'm at.
You big golfer?
No. Weirdly enough, I do like I like watching it every now and then, but can't golf worth a worth anything.
Me neither.
Hashtag free Scotty Scheffler.
Did you see all the pictures of people's shirts and stuff they had made up? I was like, dude, this is awesome.
Dude, they had shirts day up.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is impressive.
Yes.
Very impressive.
Gosh,
I love it.
So what's your favorite sport then?
Football. Easy. Okay. College football specifically, but
yeah. NFL, we should have had. I can't believe I didn't think of this. We should have quizzed me on that.
What?
His favorite sport.
Oh.
Because I guarantee you I'd have got it right.
Yeah. College football, good one.
But, and then... just, you know, really anything football related. I'm even into the spring leagues, stuff like that.
Go Houston.
I watched a little bit of that. Not much.
I'm kind of in flux right now because the New Jersey Generals disbanded, so I don't know who my new favorite team is. I might take Birmingham, but they're going to win another championship this year. But football, mainly. And then I like basketball okay. I like it a lot more now that John Calipari's gone. and then I've gotten into baseball recently pretty hardcore. So
yeah, because Kentucky's good.
Yeah. And also I'm doing very well at betting on MLB.
There you go.
Good. But so that's the main thing.
So who's your favorite NASCAR driver?
Frankie Muniz.
Fair.
Easy.
Yep. Okay. He's been getting into
He's
getting into
Arca.
It lately. Yep.
He's an Arca driver.
He hasn't been driving for the last 2 months because I think he's been in Africa or something like that. But
he's been what?
He's been in Africa. He was shooting a reality show or something. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. Don't know why.
Didn't you tell me he moved up to Xfinity?
Yeah, he's in Xfinity. He's with Joey Gase. They share the car. So, but Joey Gase has been racing most of the last couple of
months. It's hard to when you're in Africa.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There ain't no circuit over there.
No.
But gotten into that a little bit more than I thought I was going to. Really, the only thing I don't pay much attention to is Formula One because it's boring.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much any sport I'll watch it, I'm into it. And then I'm going to memorize stats about it.
Yeah.
He's good with the stats.
Favorite golfer?
Favorite golfer? It's John Daly. That's just, yeah, easy.
Good one.
Yeah.
Good one.
Realistically, I mean, it's probably still John Daly.
Who's your favorite golfer, Walker?
For a while, it was Brooksy.
Yeah?
I was a big Brooksy guy. But I just recently learned that Justin Thomas is from Louisville.
He's from Louisville, yeah.
And I'm a big... hometown hero guy. Right. So I think I've kind of switched over to JT.
Okay.
I didn't know he's from Louisville.
Either. Yeah, I didn't.
That changes some things.
It does, right? Yeah. I still like Brooks. I mean, I enjoy watching.
He just got, you know, you drive through Louisville and they're on the sides of the buildings. You know, you can see all these famous people that are. Well, yeah. He just got one of him last week, two weeks ago.
Yeah, it wasn't long ago.
Yeah.
And that's when I learned he was from Louisville. And I was like, do I like Justin Thomas now?
Yep. Yeah.
You kind of required to, even though he's from, like, the worst city in the state. But
It's pretty bad, yeah.
Yeah.
I just mean it by sports, mainly. It's a wonderful town if you go out night. You go out at night on it.
The nightlife is phenomenal, but screw their sports teams.
Their sports teams are awful.
Dude, that's a fucking rough town.
Yeah,
man.
No, it's not the best kept.
It may have been, just really quick, we'll actually get to talking about other stuff. We went to I think it was Jason Aldean up at the Yum Center, man, and there was this guy, and I don't know what the hell he was on, but he was walking along the side of the road, and then he just started walking out in the middle of the road.
I believe that.
People were honking their horns at him, and he was looking at him and was pissed off at him, like, why are you honking your horns at me? Dude, it's a green light, and you're just walking in the middle of the freaking road.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's like, God knows what the hell he was on, but oh man! Yeah.
I'll say that every time I've gone to Louisville, I've had random people walk out in front of my car.
Yeah,
it never fails. Time.
It's weird. I don't know what's going on up there.
It happens to me a lot in downtown Lexington, though.
Drugs.
Too. I can't say much. Now downtown Lexington, those people are just idiots.
It's not that hard of a question to answer in retrospect.
Yeah. No. Lots of drugs. All right. So anyway, all right. Hunting. Yeah, big hunter? No.
Surprisingly, no. Yeah. No, I'm a big gun guy. I collect guns.
Yeah.
Kentucky
Ducks and Loon has a Christmas and July calendar for sale if you want to.
I heard about that.
Okay. Yeah. I've got them in my truck. Yeah. Don't talk to Grant.
Boo. Anyway,
I went to the banquet, and that was awesome. That was actually a really fun experience. I'm glad Walker talked me into that one because...
it wasn't very hard.
No, it wasn't. He said that there was an open bar, and I was like, all right.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
You know, we're having another one this year.
Yeah. Okay. Going to it.
Good deal. Good deal.
I want a nice Yeti water bottle. There, yeah. And then I got a whiskey dispenser, too. I won that one in an auction for
you
a lot
won
of
that?
Yeah, about
the
that.
Second
yeah.
one.
The second one, not the one with bourbon.
Really?
Yeah, he got it.
Oh, shit, good for you.
I looked up the prices on it, man, and it was a deal. It was a deal at the price I got it for. So
yeah.
The other one was a deal even with the bourbon. I don't know; those things are expensive.
Yeah.
But fun time, really fun time.
Yeah.
But I have all the ability to go out there and do it, just never done it.
Yeah. But like guns.
Yeah.
I ain't nothing wrong with that. Good for you.
Got a nice hunting rifle, which I still have to do stuff with before I could ever take it out. But,
yeah.
Savage Arms 300 Win Mag. Mm. But I fired it a couple of times without a scope just to kind of feel it out. And I'm into it. I like it. It hurts. Yeah.
They kick a little
bit. Yeah. Shoulder will be bruised. Yeah, but
he's a glutton for pain.
Yeah,
yeah. The 300 Win Mags are. Mm.
Yeah, but just never really hunted.
Yeah,
never had the opportunity or two really. But
we can change that.
Yeah, well, in his defense, I didn't really get into deer hunting until last year.
Right.
So this year I might drag him out of the bed.
Yeah.
You'll have to.
I'm well aware.
Yeah. Not a morning person.
What time did you get up today?
I actually got up at 9.
Yeah, but then took a nap.
Then took a nap until about 12:30.
Yeah.
But that, in my defense, rough night. You know? I'm still not 100%. I'm still running on fumes, although this beer helped.
It's helping.
We'll hire the dog. Still, pretty well.
Still getting better.
This is really off subject. Has Busch Light come out with the corn cans yet?
I saw them in Lawrenceburg.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So
the For the Farmers corn cans? Yes, sir.
I was wondering. All right. Anyway, carry on.
But I mean that's really about all. I mean, I'm not the most interesting person, but I do stuff.
He's killed a number of raccoons.
Oh yeah, no, I think I've got a 5 of them. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's just because I keep on getting up in the attic. We trap them and then we ain't letting them get back up in the attic.
Yeah, hell no.
So
it's like out here in the garden. Gosh dang, they get in there and they eat all the freaking corn.
They love that corn.
Well, we tried to release them for a while, but they kept on coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like we were taking them far. We took them across the river.
Yeah.
Like I live near the Kentucky River on the Jessamine County side. We took them over into Gary County and let them out, and then they still ended up coming back 3 days later.
Wow, impressive.
They were back in. I don't know why.
It's a cozy attic, I guess.
Yeah.
But we don't have raccoon problems anymore, thankfully.
Took care of them.
They told their friends.
Yeah.
Sent a message.
They're just disappearing up there. We don't know what's going on.
Ain't going back there. No. So, Walker, we got some pretty cool stuff got talked about and going on this past week.
Why don't you tell me what the Arkansas hunting dates are going to be?
Well, I will. So, Arkansas Game and Fish released on the 17th, May 17th. Their
2024.
Yep. Their 2024 season. Actually, they released deer, bear, and waterfowl. Waterfowl season. This year in Arkansas, this is Arkansas only. Early teal season, September 15th to the 30th. Duck, coot, and merganser is November 23rd, which is the weekend before Thanksgiving, to December 2nd, which that is the Monday after Thanksgiving. Closes for, 7 days, 8 days. Opens back December 10th, runs through the 23rd of December, closes for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, And Day After Christmas opens back up the 27th of December and stays open until the 31st of January in 2025. And the youth season hunt, I should say. Oh, good. They gave them a whole weekend. That's awesome. February 8th and 9th is the youth-only weekend.
Oh, sweet.
Then active duty military and veteran hunt is February 9th, which that's cool. And White Front Snows, Blues, and Rosses, October 26th to November 3rd. So it's, what is that, about 7 days, something like that?
Yeah, give or take.
And then after that, it runs with duck season. So they have the early season for spec again. They have not released season they have not released daily limits yet because they are waiting for the BPOP, which for those of y'all that don't know what that is, like our guest here.
He probably doesn't know what BPOP
is.
What
the frick is a BPOP?
Yeah. I was bird population?
Yeah, there you go.
Good job.
Yeah. So they will release that in the coming couple of months.
Yeah, should be.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
It shouldn't be too long.
Yeah.
At all.
It might, yeah, probably midsummer. But once that comes out, then they're going to see they're debating on whether dropping the, like, you know, usually, or at least the past couple of years, you can kill four mallards, two hens.
Yep.
Two of them can be hens. They're debating on dropping it to one hen. And then they're also debating on dropping it from three specs to two specs. But they're waiting for the...
For daily limit.
Yes. Yeah. They're waiting for a population report to come out for that.
Didn't Texas just do something with specs?
No. Texas did something with the conservation order for snow geese.
Yeah.
They are no longer doing that.
Oh. I thought they upped their spec limit.
They may have. I know for
a $1,000 computer in my hands.
I know for a fact that they ended conservation season, which honestly Texas doesn't get the snows like they used to anyway. But in that sense, well, if you're not getting them, then you know why end it? Heck, it's not hurting anything. But I think what they're hoping, at least what I'm guessing is they're hoping, is that if they end that goose season, you know, at the end of January or whenever it is, that maybe snow geese will start coming back to Texas. So I can kind of see why they're doing that. Mm-hmm. But I think they may have upped their spec season. I'm not 100% sure on that. I have to, or you're looking that up.
Yes, sir.
I don't think they should, but that's just me. But yeah, so Arkansas dates are out. They're waiting on the population to set the daily bag limits. They also released information that you can now use spinning wings on Arkansas Game and Fish owned WMAs again.
Would a speckle belly be considered a dart goose?
Yes.
Texas up the limit to 5.
Wow.
And 10 light geese, whatever light geese
snows.
Are. Oh, okay.
So dark geese are Canadas and specs.
Okay.
Light geese are snows, blues, and Ross.
Okay.
Yeah. So they spinning wings. You can use them on WMAs again. Honestly, that just basically is, hey, people on private land can use them. I guess they got enough blabbling about, well, why can't we use them out here on WMAs?
So how long have they not been allowed on WMAs, do you know?
No. I'm wanting to say like 2017, but...
Oh, so it's not like it's been a 20-year thing.
Yeah, no.
Well, I don't know when the first spinning wing decoys came out, but I'm assuming it was not...
98, 99. Okay. I'm trying to find something here. Bear with me, duck hunters... Yeah, no, it doesn't say when.
Jacob, would you like another brew?
Yeah, sure.
And then... You're good. They also upped the shot shell limit on WNAs from 15 to 25.
Want to explain that for our listeners?
Well, it's just... shell limit, so they where they upped it, so it was just 15. Is intended to reduce the amount of borderline shots at waterfowl, reducing the number of unrecovered birds as well as the amount of disturbance from excessive shooting. Is what, you know, Arkansas Game and Fish says. Basically, I mean, you know, it's public land, so anybody can go hunt it. So they're, you know, having that shell limit is, you know, they're trying to reduce the amount of pressure on the birds, and which it makes, I mean, it all makes sense. So, but they upped it a little bit, I guess, because people can't shoot anymore is the way that I'm understanding. So you need 25 shells to shoot 6 ducks. So yeah, so they came out with that a couple days ago, and
so is that essentially like they limp, like you have to bring 25 shells and then you have the rights to 6
You don't have
ducks?
To. I mean, like, you could only bring 10 okay. or 6. Hey.
So your shells don't correlate with the amount of ducks.
Okay. Yeah, no. All right.
Okay. Yeah, that 6 is just your limit.
Yep.
Okay. No matter what.
Yep. Okay.
Makes you can kill sense. 6, okay. You know, only 4 of the 6 can be mallards. Only did they up the pintail to 2 last year? I don't remember. You can only kill like 1 or 2 pintails. I can't remember.
That's a pintail, Jacob.
Yeah.
On the wall there.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Very pretty duck.
Yes.
That's a black duck, the other one, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. But yeah, so they released that the other day, and glad they released the dates. That way we can
start planning.
Start planning when the heck we want to go down. Yeah, because it'll be here. And
hey, if I win this Publisher's Clearinghouse giveaway, we're going to go all 60 days.
What is it now?
So Publisher's Clearinghouse is doing $2.5 million up front, and then if you win, you get $2.5 million off the rip.
Yeah.
And then $2,500 a week for life.
Wow.
So if I win that, it's game on.
I remember watching TV and seeing those commercials.
Yeah.
So
they're
often.
Still around.
They're still, like, it's shocking, honestly. They I don't know app. How they're making money.
The app has ads.
Oh, God.
Huh. You got to play games to get entries, and there's ads that you can't skip. So that's okay. That's part of how they're making money.
Huh.
I feel like they've been doing that for a lot of people now. I don't know. I think I'm afraid it's a scam. I said it to my grandmother once, and she got mad at me.
I bet. Hey, if it's a scam, scam me. I'm not wasting anything but a couple minutes a day.
Right.
She was into it.
And if I win $2.5 million,
well,
I'll faint.
Yeah.
Wherever I may be standing.
Yeah.
Which I guess if they're true to form, will be on my back porch and they'll have a giant check. But
and then they'll film it and you'll be on the next set of commercials.
Yeah, hey, that's fine.
True. Opening the door and saying, "Oh my God!" and then falling backwards.
Whoa!
Publisher's Clearinghouse. What are you doing here?
So what else was something big this past week, Walker?
Up north got some good rain.
Yes.
Good rain. I know Canada, what was it that Jim was saying, or Barry, I don't know, somebody the other day. Wasn't there like some places, or maybe it was you that said it.
It was me.
Okay. Yeah, see, we got there eventually. There was only 4 of us there. And,
yeah.
You know, well, I was one, so that's a lot to keep up with.
Yes. They. So what did I say, Walker?
That some of those places in Canada hadn't seen rain in like 147 years.
Oh, wow.
No, it was. What was it?
Well, there was some potholes that had water in them that hadn't had water in them in 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Which is great.
That's a little less impressive.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
yeah.
Still, 4 years without rain.
Yes.
I mean,
so
it's a dry pothole.
Things are looking better. You know, maybe still not. Canada is still. In a drought, but they got a really good rain this past week. And
that help out with forest fires going on up there?
They also, they very good. I don't know if y'all remember, about 11 months ago, all them daggone forest fires up there. Well, there's.
I was going to say, it's weird. We're almost.
Yep.
Nah, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. But yeah, so they a few for nothing like last year, at least yet.
Last year we were getting smoke down here.
Yes.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Freaking insane. But yeah, So it's better. The Dakotas look really good. They weren't near as bad as Canada, especially South Dakota. I would say, like, maybe an excellent on habitat condition. So hopefully, fingers crossed, all these ducks that and geese that made it back up there are finding places to raise some young. This is really off subject, but we were driving Tuesday, and right there at the crossover of on Harrodsburg Road, right there at New Circle.
Yep.
We were getting off onto Harrodsburg Road, and right there along the side of the road, there was two different sets of parents. So there's four parent geese total, and there was 12 goslings.
They were there yesterday, too.
Walking along the side of Harrodsburg Road. Yep. I thought, holy crap.
I come off New Circle yesterday.
Woo.
To get on Harrodsburg Road and head home. And they were crossing Harrodsburg Road.
I just, man, I hope
they were in the median heading my way, like, towards Texas Roadhouse. And I was like, hurry up.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, I
not in the mood to see one of y'all get splatted right now.
No. You know, man, geese nest in some wild places. But, yeah, so hopefully these birds are finding some water to raise some young so we can have some more. But we'll talk some more about conditions and, you know, population, you know, I guess probably closer to when the BPOP and
when we get Maypond, some more information.
Yeah, Maypond count come out.
Instead of all of our speculation.
Yeah, but so far, we got fingers crossed it's looking good. We'll see. Yeah.
I think it'll be all
good
right.
Good stuff. I'm hoping. Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully.
Well, I think we ought to ask and be asked some questions by our esteemed honorable guest.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so I got a couple of them for y'all.
Ooh, okay, yeah, lead it off.
Fire away.
Well, you know,
we like assertive men around here.
Yeah, I try. You know, don't always. Yeah, I try. So, what inspired the podcast for you all? Like, I just like our inspiration was we hated KSR.
Heard that?
Yeah, exactly. I might hate Kentucky sports, but I love that answer. Yeah. I can't stand them.
I hate Matt Jones with a passion.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I do too.
His guests are good. That's it. Because he's actually able to get some good guests.
I mean, he's a high-profile guy. Yeah, like, exactly. He should be able to get some decent guests on
I can't
there.
Stand them.
But we all disliked it.
Yeah. So you'd rather listen to yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Me Funnily too. Enough, that's why we started ours. We also hated KS. No,
it's totally off subject from Kentucky Sports Radio. We wanted to start a waterfowl podcast.
Yeah, and we just thought Matt Jones didn't talk about ducks enough.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't. You're right. There's a shocking lack of ducks on
Call
Kentucky Sports Radio.
No, I mean, we basically, you know, we're getting older. Grant's got kids. Our other host, Brian, he's got kids. And Joe has a lot going on. No kids, but he does a lot of stuff. And I do, too.
Oh, you do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you all have the... you all have more responsibility than me and Joe. You all have young lives to take care of. But we basically just wanted to start it, so we had an excuse to see each other every few weeks.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go. It is good for that.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah. And now, Grant's quit drinking, but... That was the big claim to fame. Well, we're going to sit around and drink a couple beers with our buddies every weekend, or every other weekend.
I got my Mountain Dew Code Red here.
Hey.
Actually, the...
there's nothing wrong with that.
28th will be 3 months.
Without a drop.
Yep.
There we go.
That's basically it, man. You're Walker's age, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, and I'm sure you know some... older you get, you know, it just seems like you're always running, doing stuff with kids or with girlfriends, with fiancés, you know, and you're always doing stuff. And that's what I thought, you know, get together every couple of weeks and talk about something that, you know, we all enjoy. And
well, and it really started out that Grant had the idea of doing like Facebook and Instagram live videos of just all of us sitting around. But then I was like, why don't we just do a podcast, man?
Yep. So one thing turned to another, and yeah, here we are.
Well, that's awesome.
Yep,
that's
coming up on 1 year.
1 freaking year. Yeah.
Congratulations.
With a month hiatus in there somewhere. But
well, we had a month hiatus, but then we had that extra episode with the kids. Yep. We had 3 episodes within 3 weeks.
Absolutely. So it doesn't count. We're a full year.
So, yeah. we're really a full year. Nice. Episode 26, that'd be 52 weeks.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Crazy.
That's awesome.
So crazy.
Yeah.
So another question, and it's not necessarily, well, yeah, no. Okay. So, what got you into hunting in general, hunting anything along those lines? And like, I'm interested because I know like, I mean, at least with me and guns, it was first time me and my dad went out and shot, I was hooked.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, this is awesome. This is fun to do. Like, and I'm in, then just never got to the hunting aspect of it, but I was just interested in what got you guys in on it.
You want to go first?
I sure can.
Okay, go ahead.
So, hunting in general, I kind of stumbled across myself because, well, you know, my dad was a fireman, and he worked a few other jobs on top of it and just didn't have time to take me, and there's, you know, nothing wrong with that at all. But Caleb hunted. Caleb was a big hunter. Mm-hmm. David Carson, his dad, was a big hunter, and I was around it a lot. So, I finally started going a few times. I went with Donnie while he was still around a time or two. Deer hunting and turkey hunting, and what's really gotten me into it is this man sitting right across from you. He bugged me and bugged me and bugged me every year. So you gonna go to Arkansas with us this year? I don't know, man. I don't know about it. I said I want to, but you know I don't have all the stuff. Well, we'll figure it out. He's like, you sure? Oh yeah, I'm fine. Well, I guess it's been. So I've been 3 times now to Arkansas.
Yes. 2 years continuous, and then the one before was, 4 years ago, 5 years ago?
Yeah, it was in the crap field.
Yeah, that was 2020.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So, I've been, finally, 2020 is when I broke down, and he said, look, you don't have to go buy everything. He said, if you've got a gun, we can give you some shells, we can give you waders to use, ride down with us, you know, whatever. I was like, all right, man, whatever, that's fine. And that one... It didn't hook me. It didn't.
Oh, okay.
I had a good time.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But it didn't hook me. Fast forward. 3 years. Right?
2 years. Because you skipped 1 year. And then the next year you were...
Yeah. I went the 2022-2023 season.
Yep.
And then I went 20... Yeah, you're right. Yep. Fast forward 2 years. Man, you're going to go to Arkansas again with us or what? I was like, yeah, I guess. I said, can I borrow those waders again? He said, sure thing. So I, you know, borrowed the waders, whatever. And that one, I mean, a month prior to it, I was just chomping at the bit, getting excited. I was like, dude, I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
And we got down there, and I killed a bird that I knew. Everybody was like, you killed that. That was yours. Mm-hmm. When none of us hit it. And it's just been ever since.
Okay.
I absolutely...
Finally got you out
into
to the
it.
Finally got you out to the dove field, too.
Same year. No. Last year.
That was just this past season.
Yeah,
this
past season.
Yeah,
the dove field I helped build. Never ever hunted it until last season.
Jacob, I don't know if you've heard this. Yeah. I mean, we built this. There's a we've got a little like a 4 acre.
We can go back there and look at it afterwards.
We got like a 4 acre little dove field back there, and we put telephone poles with actually just barbless wire through it for the doves to sit on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he helped us build this thing like
2019, 2020.
No, it was at least a year or two before COVID. Was
it really that long
ago? Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I wanted to say, yeah, I was still at, no, I don't know if I was. It was 2018 or 2019, so 6 years.
Okay.
5 years, 5 or 6 years. And, yeah.
I brought the auger to drill the holes in the ground. I mean, I helped.
And finally went hunting in it this past season.
Yeah, I disced it a couple times. Yep. I mean, I put in some work on it. Yeah. I wasn't messing
man,
around.
You coming to Duff? Nah, I ain't got money for a license right
sure
now.
Sure didn't. And at the time, I didn't. Poor planning.
Yeah. You had fun with that, too.
Yeah.
My fault. I think that's all right. That's a good decision.
But I'm starting to get into other types of hunting now, too, and that's not necessarily your fault. It's just stuff I've liked prior and never committed to. But now it's a little easier that I'm committed to one thing. I can be like, let's go look for some deers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't go turkey hunting, though.
I guarantee your dad's got deer or turkeys out there, too.
He says he does. I've personally never seen them.
Oh, man. Me? Gosh.
His story goes back a little farther than mine.
Yeah. I would say, my dad. You said you and your dad did guns, never went hunting. But I would say dad, I started hunting with him when I was, probably eight or nine. I think I killed my first deer when I was nine.
Okay.
That was really about the first any kind of hunting that I did was deer hunting. And got introduced to duck hunting when I was 10, and it really him too. He had jump shot him before, but never actually went hunting for ducks. And I enjoyed deer hunting. It was fun, and it was nerve. I mean, you have a big deer walk out in front of you. I mean your nerves are shot.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I went duck hunting, we went down to Lake Cumberland, and man didn't have any idea what the heck we were doing. We were laying on those on like blue mats on the side of the lake, with like the camo netting, just thrown over top of us. And first time that I ever heard, we never killed anything that morning, but first time I heard the wings of the ducks whistling, man, it was like, that's freaking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And
it is a different
feeling,
I guess is the best way to say it.
Yes. It's
when you hear them talking back.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just, like I said, just hearing their wings, as they're, it's awesome. What was that? Whoops.
I hit it.
But I would say, that's how it all started, and it's just really grown ever since.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you can see in the corner over here, it's really grown a lot.
Yeah, that's all the decoys over there.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Yeah. thoroughly enjoy it. Thoroughly enjoy it.
Well, I really don't doubt it. Just looking over there.
Yeah, just
in fact, I believe it. There's
and
no
the
doubt.
Wall of pictures.
Yeah. About everywhere you look down here, there's something, especially this side.
The waterfowl side.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the duck dungeon. Don't spit your beer out, Jacob.
Duck dungeon. That's really about it.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
If we ever get to the point of making a studio of sorts, can we call it the Duck Dungeon?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Yep.
I bet we get Joe back with that.
Might. Hey, Joe, you want to come down to the Duck Dungeon?
Oh, he'd have a field day with that.
He said he wants to be on one. I asked
he
him
needs
about
to.
It today.
Hey, we need Joe back.
I said, hey, man, we can just do it to Skype.
Yeah.
But he actually had to meet with an engineer today. But
fair enough.
Duck hole. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. So I have something for you all.
Okay.
So we, on Bluegrass Basement Boys, we do hot takes.
Mm-hmm.
And we also do some other things, but...
things that I have tried to steal one or two of.
It's
actually just one. But.
Perfectly fine. It's a good system. But you got to have more people.
Yeah. Yeah, I've learned that with three, it's iffy. It can be done.
Yeah.
Especially now that we have a little bit more of a feel for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First one was rough.
Our first draft was rough too.
It was.
So
yes.
I
recall it.
Is what it is. But hot takes. So like normally we try to hit one. It's once every few episodes we'll hit one. But I have a hot take for you all. We've done it. We had done it in a previous episode. And I was going to do a spin on it, but I think it's just easier to just do this. And that's candy. So, like, candy.
Wow!
Jacob Dillon.
God!
I'm sorry.
Hey, right behind you on that table.
All
right.
Paper towels.
Oh!
Not the beard.
Time out! Walker, do something.
It's all right.
What we got, Walker?
I'll fix it in post. No, I won't. I'm going to leave it. This is comedy gold.
The worst thing that could have happened.
Well, I don't know. I could have had like the bag open and gotten all over the beard.
I've spilled beer worse. I spilled it on the podcast equipment.
Yes, you did. Yes.
In Arkansas.
Yeah.
It was a great time.
Whoa! That was funny. Oh, we're good. We're good.
Yep, everything's fine.
Yep. Dandy.
Nothing happened.
Are those pit vipers?
No, they're big dogs.
Big dogs. Is that sent? Oh, no, we're not fine. Why you smell like beer? Well, see what happened was...
We had some guest on, and he just didn't live up to the decorum.
All right, let's try this again.
All right, what were we talking about?
All right, we're
hot takes, something about hot takes. Candy.
Yeah, candy. Okay, candy, so, hot takes.
Chocolate is not a candy.
Oh, I remember this
one. And
I'll
die on this hill.
And I was mad about it.
Yeah.
I wanted to discuss that.
It's,
you know.
So I'm glad we're here.
That is not what I was expecting him to be a hot take about. I was expecting it to be on, like, what do you think about the Scottie Scheffler situation? Or,
oh, no.
Or
no.
The what's the damn Kansas City Chiefs kicker that.
Oh, Harrison Butker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on that one.
Oh, bully.
So chocolate is not a candy.
Yeah. So their hot takes are fun because whoever says it, usually the group doesn't agree. And that's kind of the point, am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it can be like a good back and forth.
So what kind of chocolate? I mean, what are we talking about here?
I'm just like chocolate in general. So chocolate bars, like what people call candy bars.
Hershey's.
Yeah, Hershey's. It's not a candy.
What about a Snickers?
It's not a candy.
Reese's.
What is it?
It's a dessert.
Reese's. So Reese's is a
dessert. It's a dessert. Now, I will say for the minis, it could cross into that candy.
I don't think you're allowed to make that distinction.
I don't think you can't
because it's still chocolate. Even if it's a tiny piece of chocolate, it's still chocolate.
Yeah, Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces, it's still a dessert.
M&M's.
It's a dessert.
Oreos.
Dessert. Well, cookie in general is a pastry. I don't know.
That's a cookie.
Okay, yeah, okay. Cookie. I'll give you that. That was just absolute fact.
Yeah.
A Hershey's Kiss.
It's a dessert.
I don't know.
So,
I think I have to disagree with you on the fundamental basis of what a dessert is.
Yeah.
Dessert related tends to have chocolate involved. Okay.
Sometimes, yes. Banana pudding does not have chocolate.
You're not wrong about
cheesecake.
That.
Vanilla cake does not have chocolate.
Cheesecake, yeah.
Lemon
strawberry
cake does not have chocolate.
Key lime pie.
Now listen here, fellas.
Ice cream.
Apple pie.
Now, chocolate, it is a dessert because it's like a delicacy almost. Okay?
Yep.
And it used to be considered a delicacy.
You can get Reese's peanut butter cups at the local marathon.
Yeah. But the real candies around are like your Skittles, your gummies, and I don't know.
Just keep talking.
Sour Patch Kids, like that's a gummy, I guess. But Warheads, things like that.
Bubble gum,
yeah. Things, and not like minty bubble gum. I don't even consider that. That's more like
that's a breath enhancement.
Yeah, that's a breath enhancer. That's performance enhancing.
Smarties.
Performance enhancing drugs. But
Twizzlers.
Yeah, those are your candies. If I think of a candy, that's a candy. Now, I can't eat candies after a meal for my dessert, but I can definitely eat a chocolate bar after a meal.
Yeah.
Those, because it's a lot calmer of a flavor. That's what it is. It's the calmness of chocolate. It's not a hard flavor.
You want me to break your world right now?
What's Google say?
What's it say?
The definition of candy.
I'm sure. Hey. It's a hot take for a reason.
Yeah, but
I want you all to see my point of view.
Okay. A sweet food made with sugar or other sweeteners, typically found in formed in small shaped pieces and flavored with chocolate, fruit, or nuts.
And I just don't agree with Google on that.
You don't agree with Oxford? Oxford.
Oxford Dictionary. I don't agree with Oxford.
What the hell do they know? Listen, man,
the day that I agree with a British person
is Merriam-Webster says the same exact thing.
Listen, Merriam-Webster agrees with British people, so I can't take their opinions.
Eating like chocolate. All right, Walter.
I have to disagree with you. I'm sorry. I love you. I have to disagree.
Do you see my side on it?
I kind of can't. I will be honest. Can't. Okay. I can't. Because you're saying you can't eat candy after a meal, but you can eat chocolate?
Yeah.
You can eat like a Snickers after dinner. Yeah. But you couldn't eat
Skittles.
I feel like there's too much going on at that point. It messes like, there's like, that's an abrupt change in flavor.
I would give you chocolate is a true candy where everything else is processed. Which, I mean, chocolate's processed too. But at least with chocolate, like in a Snickers, you're looking at chocolate and nuts and it's less
caramel or something like that.
Yeah, it's some sort of nougat.
Yeah.
You know, he did make a good point though. You know, let's say 1860s.
Yeah.
Like chocolate was a delicacy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you
then.
Yeah. Yeah. Now we go down to the local marathon for our delicacy.
Down here, I guarantee you I could get a lot of chocolate at the old Bergen Depot down
it's
here.
It's definitely widely accessible nowadays.
Just toss them in there. Fine. I'm going to have to disagree with you, too.
Yeah.
I just can't.
I do kind of understand the thing about after dinner.
Yeah.
Like, I will eat a Reese's cup. Probably won't be eating any Skittles.
Yeah.
Then again. But I'm not going to Texas Roadhouse and getting a chocolate bar after I finish my three-course meal.
Yeah.
I'm getting a Blondie or whatever. No, that's Applebee's.
Never mind. I don't actually eat dessert at restaurants usually. So
I usually don't either, but... You know, like, here's a good one.
But they don't have Snickers on the menu at Texas Roadhouse under desserts.
Here's a good one. I'm going to go to the Cheesecake Factory. Yeah. And, you know, I always get dessert there.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to ask them. Now, I may ask them for a Reese's Cheesecake because I'm sure they make some kind of cheesecake with Reese's in
it. I would be willing to bet.
Yeah. I can see where you're coming from. But I'm going to have to politely disagree.
It's fine.
I impolitely disagree. I think you're insane. No, I'm just kidding. But
hot take for a reason, fellas.
Yes, sir.
This is a hot take related to duck hunting.
Okay.
Is a coot a duck?
This isn't as hot as you think it is, because I'm just not well-versed enough to know. I'm not, and I'll be willing to say that. I don't even know if it's... Like, I don't know anything about them. I couldn't point one out.
A coot?
Could not.
That's just big water chickens.
A coot not.
They look like chickens, but they're in the water, basically.
Flying water chickens?
Yeah, look up a coot whenever you get a chance. So, coots have their own limit.
Right,
so,
I knew that.
Yeah, so they technically are not ducks. Mergansers. I mean, they look... Well, never mind. I've got one upstairs in the bathroom.
Yes.
You know, looking—I mean, they look even closer to a duck, but they have their limits.
Harrington's ate up with the coots.
Coots?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep.
What are these things?
Flying water chickens.
They're flying water chickens. Gracious. Yep. Yep.
Those feet.
Oh, dude, they got alien-looking little feet, dude. I mean, they are freaky looking.
Dude, this ain't a duck.
Nope. Nope.
No.
I wouldn't consider a duck either. Some people, well, merganser would probably be
closer. That thing's barely even a bird.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Freaking dinosaur.
Alien, exactly.
Dinosaurs.
Alien bird. All right.
I don't know if I've got a hot take.
No? I was just thinking of that kind of...
Well, I was too, but I couldn't think of anything good hunting related.
Yeah.
They're hard to
hot take, up. Benelli's overrated.
Ooh. Strongly disagree.
Yeah, I don't think that's. I think overpriced.
All the major brands are overrated.
I think overpriced. Yes, I don't know if it's overrated.
Boo. We need a boo button.
We still need a huge button.
Huge. Walker, what the hell is the question? I've been thinking about it.
I was going to ask Jacob some questions, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
since he asked us.
Yeah.
So, I'll start with, No, I won't, because we already asked that one. Oh, okay. Hunting experience. Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. I had it marked out for later. Is there any? Do you want to get into hunting of any kind? Do you want to try any of it?
Yeah, no, I'd be into it. Duck hunting seems interesting.
That was my next question. Is there one in particular you'd like to try more than the others?
I would probably rather do deer hunting.
Okay,
but it's just because I got that expensive rifle that I've had.
I can understand that.
A good chance to use.
Yeah.
I've been close to getting rid of it so many times.
Both deer and duck hunting, we can get you started around here at least.
Dove too.
And dove, yeah, that's dove hunting's fun. Mm-hmm. It's almost more of a
party.
Yeah, it's dove relaxation is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, it's relaxing for us, not the doves.
Yeah. No.
Say it's pretty rough on the doves.
I wish it was like 70 degrees, man.
Oh, that would be.
If it was 70 degrees, dove hunting would be very, 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 very close to duck hunting for me.
You think?
But
I like dove hunting.
I think it would be.
Yeah, you like it a lot.
Yeah. But 90 degrees, it bumps it down just a little
bit. Yeah.
That's the only bad thing. You better bring a lot of beer.
Yeah. Keep yourself well hydrated.
Yes.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. A lot of water. Bring a lot of water.
Yeah. That's what we meant.
Yes.
That's what we said.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, and you got ample opportunities around here.
I mean, there's not a type of hunting you really can't try around here. I mean, there are some. Don't get me wrong. You're not going to shoot a moose in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Or a grizzly bear.
Yeah. True. Pronghorn.
Or a pronghorn.
Yeah. But no.
But there's a lot of stuff you can do. Yeah. I mean, it is a good state for wanting to get into hunting. You know, there's a lot of stuff you can hunt at.
Definitely agree
hunt
with that.
Hunt at, hunt. In, I don't know,
just whatever. Hunt.
There's a lot of stuff you can hunt at around here.
Yeah.
You can hunt at deers and ducks and gooses and...
Turkeys.
And turkeys and doves and...
Rabbits.
Wabbits.
Squirrels.
Yeah.
Coons.
Coons. There's a coon. Crows.
Yeah, honestly, I mean...
Yeah. Coyotes.
There's crow season, coyote season. If you draw, you get drawn, there's elk season.
Yeah. Quail.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of them, but them parts.
There's a lot of pay farms.
Yeah.
You can go hunt quail.
Yeah. Yeah. Opportunity, and there's some really good, public land hunting too. And
yeah, which I'm not well versed in at all. No. But
yeah, that, you know, that's been one of my biggest holdups is that I don't know many people with the land to hunt on.
Well,
so,
and Jacob, you know me, and well, I know people.
Yeah,
so.
True. But like, and then also it's like, well, I could hunt public land, but then it's like, well, that's like,
it's not a good way to start.
Yeah,
I promise.
It seems hard. To
Who'd you take
that.
With you when you went goose hunting?
My former roommate, Jack.
Okay. I couldn't remember. Jacob. All right.
Yep, Jack. Jacob hadn't been anything yet.
Okay. All right.
But that does kind of lead into my next question. No, it doesn't.
Okay.
My next question is, do you have your hunter's education course, which I know you don't.
No.
Yeah, I kind of got to have that.
Yeah. Not your first year. Your first year, you can get an exemption form.
Yep. Yep. Yes. See if you really want to do it.
Yeah.
It's worth it just to go get the dang thing.
Yeah.
It's free. And
Natalie,
it's what, 8 hours,
is going to take it on August 31st.
Whereabouts?
Jessamine County.
Is it?
Not a clue.
Oh, okay.
I've
been trying to find the one out at the Sportsman's Club is full up.
I'm guessing that's it.
Last time I checked, it was the only place in Jessamine County doing it.
I'm assuming that it's at Sportsman's Club.
But I need to get Rachel's brother.
Yeah.
Cody wants to go hunting this year.
Yep.
And
well, he's got an exemption.
He used it.
How? Oh.
But we never got a chance to go.
Oh.
Which sucks. I hate that happened. So I got to get him through Hunter's Ed. Rachel's got to go through Hunter's Ed.
She going hunting?
She might.
Okay. Good for her.
She might.
Yeah.
I guess you don't have to go through it until you go hunting and see if you like it or not. But
yeah.
No, I mean, well, yeah, no.
We can at least bring you out here, start dove hunting.
Dove hunting out here, man, yeah, absolutely.
Dove hunting is an easy, you're doing it in the afternoon.
There's no obligation like there is to deer hunting or duck hunting.
Wake
or,
up super early, no, stuff like that.
Yeah.
No, you know.
You go out there, the doves are there.
Yes.
Or they're not. I mean, there's no in between.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there is, but.
Yeah. I mean, we've had some banger hunts out here.
And then the first time I come out, it's not near as banger as the previous years.
You know, but that's why they call
it
hunting.
But I had a blast.
Yeah.
That's
why they call it hunting.
Other than trying to find shells that my gun likes. That was not fun.
Yeah. It's fun and I wish everybody well. No, I don't wish everybody did it. That would not be good. But you're already in the gun, so I mean, there's
it's not a far step.
Yeah. What about fishing, Jacob? You into fishing at all? I don't know if I've ever actually talked to you about fishing.
It's relaxing. I'm not good at it.
Yeah, no,
I do enjoy it.
And as a matter of fact, I don't actually care for it. Yeah. But
I don't own any poles, but I've gone out with some people a few times fish.
Lucas has got me agreed to go fishing with him one time. And Lucas is good.
Yeah.
Lucas is like Sam. He knows what he's doing. He doesn't spend near as much money as Sam, I would guess, right. But he is good.
Yeah.
And he has a good time doing it. And I've just been fighting with him for years on it. I'm like, dude, I don't want to go. It's hot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can't get in the water. Like, he said, no, I don't care. I'm not that guy. He's like, we'll move spots after you get in. I don't care. But he finally talked me into it. And he said, yeah, no, this will be good for you. I said, what do you mean? He's like, I want to get up at about 5 o'clock Ooh. And get there. And then fish till about 10 before it gets stupid hot outside. I was like, oh, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's supposedly going to happen at some point.
Fishing's I like pond fishing. Like,
I want to go deep sea fishing is what I want to do.
I do too.
That I think I would like.
Yeah. Like, I'd like to... Like,
I'm anti-ocean.
What?
I just don't want to deal with that, man. That's,
why?
There's a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. Who knows?
Megalodon.
I don't. Yeah, straight up, dude.
I've been on the ocean a few times.
Could be an octopus.
Never seen it.
I don't know about it.
Okay, dude, so is that just a small fishing vessel?
The dumbest. What the?
What?
There could be some
I've been on the ocean. You know how big, how much of the ocean you've been on?
I was wondering if anybody was going to catch it.
You've been on like a 0.00000000.
Yeah,
like
in both times, it was very similar paths.
Yeah.
I can't believe it took you that long.
Shit's like,
man, I've been on the ocean twice. It ain't that bad.
Shit's like 20 miles deep.
It's fine. It's whatever.
It's not.
So is that just small fishing vessels, or would you go out on like a cruise ship?
I think a cruise ship would be okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, like a small boat out in the ocean, I'm not. That's too
what about like swimming in the ocean off the beach?
Yeah.
Oh, I say swimming, but I mean, you don't really swim, I guess. Yeah. You just kind of, I don't. I just go out and get cooled off.
Yeah. I'm fine with that, yeah. It's fun.
Do you own a shotgun?
Yeah.
What kind?
Not the one,
no, not the
one
you're
thinking.
Yeah.
You own a self defense shotgun?
I mean, technically, yeah.
What is it?
It's a Mossberg.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Oh, Mossberg what?
I don't know.
No. Pistol grip?
No, not pistol grip.
Have you purchased a shotgun that I'm not aware of?
No, you've seen them. The black Mossberg that I got.
Pump action?
Yeah.
I mean, that could be a hunting shotgun. I just don't recall it now.
That's $200 I ever spent.
On a Mossberg?
Yeah. It was pre-pandemic.
Still?
I know. It was also a good steal.
Yeah.
It's not a 500, though, right?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
That makes more sense.
I could be wrong.
Well, when we get back to your house.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we'll
I'm going to take a gander.
Yeah. Or, you know what you could do? You could have a chance to win one Christmas in July.
That is awesome.
$50, man. It's not bad.
And we're also having a bingo night.
August. Yeah, he didn't get to make the last bingo.
Is another bingo night coming up?
August 13th.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Yep.
6:30.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, we need to tell Houston about that too.
Yeah.
He was Houston was like, "What?
Yeah.
Bingo and guns and beer.
Sign me up." Yep. Yeah, so we're having another one of them.
It was a good time.
Yeah, there in a couple months.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't wait for the next one. Definitely. Hopefully Rachel will be able to come to that one.
Yeah. Definitely.
She was pretty upset she missed it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'll attend that. I found out about that one a little bit late.
It was late because a few days before it, I was on your all's podcast, remember? Uh-huh. It was the day before.
Yeah, no, it was
the day before. Y'all recorded that Monday. And Jacob called me. I was like, hey, can I plug can I plug bingo night?
Yeah. We can at least go dove hunting.
Oh yeah.
Get your shotgun.
Well, and if you want to go,
if you like it,
do some deer hunting or whatever else, we can do that this year too. Yeah. I'll walk you through the exemption thing. It's not hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Grant might even be gracious enough to let you borrow a shotgun for dove hunting.
Oh, he's going to win one beforehand.
Damn that's right true. He is.
There you go.
And then he'll go duck hunting too.
There you go.
That. I'm going to tell you right now. You go to Arkansas, it'll ruin you.
You'll just be into it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because that's what I did. I messed up. I didn't go up here first.
Yeah. Up here will humble you.
Yes, sir, it will. Unless you're goose hunting. But even then, it'll still kind of humble you.
It can still humble you sometimes.
Unless you're me. I'm still pretty high on that.
Yeah.
After all this time.
I'm excited for this coming season.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Wesley's already talking about it.
Is he?
Yeah, he's getting excited. I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know if he's going to buy a gun or try to borrow one again or what. But
well, you got the dates now.
Yeah, so I'll tell him.
Yep.
I don't know, man. It's been good those two December 16th weekends. I'm going to try and pencil it in again.
Yeah. I mean, you might as well. I mean, that's been a good weekend for you all.
He's talking about buying a set of golf clubs.
I seen him went golfing yesterday.
They won that scramble. He was in a scramble and they won it.
Really?
You know what they won it with? Which, I'm not familiar enough with scrambles to know.
If it's anything below, like, 18-hole scramble?
Yes.
Anything below 9 under, like, if they shot 9 or 8 or 7,
mm-hmm.
there must have been some not good teams.
They won it with 4 under. I thought that meant it was a terrible group of scramblers altogether.
It must be. I'll tell you real quick, that Farm Bureau one we do out here, last year was...
The one I played in last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
16?
Yeah. Full of...
Like, you almost about have to birdie every hole.
Yeah, and I don't believe that for a second. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, anyway.
That's what the honor system's for.
Duck hole. Yeah. All right.
Here's the big question.
Yeah.
How many 12-year-old versions of yourself could you take in a fight?
Oh, shit.
See, I'm glad I didn't tell you beforehand. This is a good reaction.
How many 12-year-old versions? Let's see.
I'm going to apply this to you as well, Jacob.
Three.
So think of your answer. I'm three. Okay. Is that an easy, like I can handle three easily, or is that like your max?
No, I'd say three would be comfortable. Four would probably be a challenge.
Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, I was playing baseball back then. You know, I was pretty in shape.
Now, but I want you to think about it too, though. You might have been in better shape, but how many 12-year-old versions of yourself could you throw over your head? I'm going to tell you right now, I could pick my 12-year-old self up and beat the other 12-year-old versions of myself with him. Just because I'm that much stronger than I was when I was 12. Like,
give me four. I'll do four. Just get to me.
Jacob,
for a safe one.
You know, I was a big kid.
Jacob was a chubby 12-year-old.
Yeah, I was.
Jacob, big boy at 12.
I mean... But also, I'm trying to think of my mindset at 12, and if there was some resistance, I'm probably backing off. So,
I'm not there. Yeah, I think it's not me. No confrontation.
If I see one of, like, if a 12-year-old self of me sees another one get punched in the face, he's probably going to be like, I'm not into this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I could take on a few. I think I could probably get 5 or 6. That, like, just based off their mentality.
Well, then I now have a hot take.
We got
at least 10.
Okay. Wow.
At a minimum.
Wow.
And I have, there's two reasons for this. One, 12-year-old Walker is not smart enough to bum rush 26-year-old Walker. they won't think together to come at me at once.
Yeah.
Because if all 10 come, that's it.
Yeah.
You're done for.
I don't think I can handle it.
Yeah.
But there's a caveat. I snapped the first one's neck.
Oh, my God.
That's nine 12-year-olds that just watched this kid get absolutely murked.
Yeah.
They're going to stop.
Yeah.
And then I just spring into action right then.
They're going to rethink their
They're going to think about it.
Yeah.
So you're saying that you were a dipshit when you were 12. you didn't think.
In a fight scenario, I would not think to bum rush at 12.
Yeah.
Now...
Because I wasn't in any fights at 12.
Right.
I'll say this. If it was a mad me, I'd go down
Mad Jacob at 12.
Yeah, mad Jacob at 12, it goes down to like 3. Maybe.
You might die.
Yeah. It goes down to 3. Because that guy, he thinks.
Yeah.
He thinks before his actions.
Yeah,
so
that is true. I'm going to stay with 4. Yeah.
I think 10. I think 10 is my I will say 10 is my limit. I don't think I can go much farther than that.
He must have been a...
Well, think about how not strong you are at 12.
Yeah.
You don't think you could, with two punches, you couldn't knock out two of your 12-year-old selves?
I'm just trying to think of 12-year-old. You know, it just depends upon the bum rush. You know, I mean, if they all attack you at once, it would be, you know, difficult to get, you know, more than probably four off of you.
I agree with that.
But I don't think
I'm going to do that.
Just one at a time.
But I could be wrong. I haven't been faced with this scenario yet, so I don't know what my pack of 12-year-old walkers would do.
Oh, God.
It's like if you saw like a fifth-grade class coming at you, essentially. Is that fifth grade? I don't know what age 12 is.
But see,
six.
I think that...
Sixth grade.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that might even make it, I don't want to say easier, but you're going to have a wider variety of kids in that. So you're going to have some sixth graders that might be your height, might be our height now, because there's some of those weird kids that do that.
Yeah.
But then you have some that are going to be built like Everly. Not really. That's a little bit of a stretch.
That's a stretch.
Yeah. But tiny. I mean, there's a lot of sixth graders that are tiny.
Yeah, but you're saying 10 of you. I don't know.
That's my hot take. I think I could do it.
That's
Did I ever ask? I know I didn't ask you. Did I ever ask you the bear question?
No. I don't think.
This is another one I got asked at work.
Jesus.
I don't have to ask it, though, if you'd rather me save it.
No. All right. Go ahead.
So, would you rather fight one grizzly bear of normal size?
This isn't a good choice. No matter what.
Or 10 grizzly bears that are 2 foot tall?
So, like a cub?
No. It's fully grown, but it's just 2 feet tall.
So
basically, they took a big one and used the shrink ray on it.
Okay.
So it'd be like a size of a dog?
Give or take.
I want it 2 foot. Would that be like a Pomeranian?
Mm.
A little bit bigger?
I don't know. 2 foot tall, it's probably about the size of a rider, isn't it?
2 foot tall.
I'm trying to think.
Oh, fudge. I'm screwed either way.
See, we had a very long debate about this at work. I don't think you're as screwed with the 10 2 foot tall ones.
I would pick
absolutely
the 10 2 foot tall ones, but I still think you're screwed either way.
I don't know if you're screwed.
So if Maverick one started attacking you, that's going to be hard enough. Now put the intensity of a grizzly bear into that.
But it's a 2 foot tall grizzly bear, so it scales back. I mean, he's not going to be as strong, as fast as a regular sized grizzly bear.
I wouldn't want to fight 10 dogs, let alone 10 grizzly bears.
I'm starting to learn,
even
maybe.
If they are 2 feet tall.
Yeah.
I don't know, I mean, man.
If 2 foot, we'll just say, is the size of Maverick.
Okay, yeah.
I'm losing.
I don't think I'm going to lose.
Just stop calling him Superman, okay?
No.
Because apparently he could kick 10 12-year-olds of themselves' ass.
You didn't know me at 12, all right?
And he can kick 10 freaking grizzly bears the size of a black lab's ass. Wow.
I mean...
Excuse my French. No, dude. I tell you.
Yeah.
I'm starting to learn. So I might be a little more overconfident myself. Yeah.
So, how tall is a German Shepherd? 2.5 foot?
Nah, 3 foot, easy.
Three. So you think you could kick 10 German Shepherds' ass?
No, they're way faster than a 2 foot tall grizzly bear.
I guess a 2 foot tall one would be a little bit slower.
Not a little bit. It's going to be a lot slower.
But
a real grizzly bear on its legs is like 6 foot.
Yeah.
On its back legs, they're like 12 or some nonsense.
I would pick the 10, but I'd still lose.
I just get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
You know that they're all going to go in at once.
Yeah.
They don't care about the other
mentality.
Grizzly bears.
Yeah.
Well, now, and it's also not like you're getting dropped into it. You have time to plan. I mean, you can...
If I had time to plan...
Do you have a shotgun?
No.
No.
That defeats the purpose.
A knife?
I'll give you a knife.
Okay.
Ooh.
That changes...
And as a matter of fact, I think that might have been part of the work question now that I say that.
I still pick the 10 2 foot tall ones, and I'm still getting eaten.
I've seen the Revenant. I don't want to mess with one grizzly bear.
No.
Leo killed it.
And he had a musket. All right.
A musket.
Yeah.
A musket. Yeah, and I'm going with that. All right.
I'm sticking with it. I can kill 10 2-foot-tall grizzly bears.
What a badass son of a gun.
But I cannot go get my golf ball from two geese.
Yeah. Make that make sense. Jesus. Yeah.
You know, Grant got wary when he got over there, too. Don't let him lie to you.
Oh, listen, that was all right. Now, listen, we ain't bothering you. We're just going to get the golf ball here. Just calm down.
I wish I'd have taken a video of Rachel chasing that duck around yesterday at Dad's. She kept screaming, "What if it bites me?"
A duck, you say?
I said, "It's not going to bite you, honey. He's fine. He ain't got teeth."
All right, hombre. I don't got nothing else.
I don't think I do either.
Appreciate being on.
Yeah, man.
No problem. Well, seriously.
Glad you woke up. Yeah. I was getting nervous there for a minute.
Dove season.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get you on some dove season.
September. Have a good time.
Yeah, it'll be a blast.
That would be fun.
I'll be here in just 3 months.
Yeah, it ain't going to be long.
All of June, all of July, all of August. Yeah.
Okay.
3 months. It's usually opens up Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
September 1st, which I think is on a Sunday this year.
Okay.
Yeah. So, that's all I got, dude. Like I said, thanks for being
that's
on.
That's all I got.
We'll do some hunting.
Whatever. Doesn't matter.
It's fun, man. It really is.
It is, and we joke. We have our fun, you know, that, oh, deer hunting, blah, whatever else, blah. Boo. But it's different for everybody, yep. And, I mean, you very well could go out there, try duck hunting and be like, why do you all do this dumb shit?
This is stupid.
It's cold.
I'm wet.
I haven't seen any ducks. Do ducks even exist? And then, you know, you go out deer hunting, you're like, this is my life.
Yeah. Yep. Everybody's different, but, you know, enjoying the outdoors one way or another.
That's really all it's about. And yeah.
I might give deer hunting crap, but it's just because I suck at it.
I don't even know if it's that you suck at it. It's just you don't really have much of an opportunity here.
I
mean, you do, but it's
I could if I, you know, hell, I could go down to Kenny's or something. But
yeah,
I just at that point, duck season's 2 weeks away.
Yeah, your mind's already on it.
Already on it.
I get it. But I guess that'll be it from us. Yeah. So. Make sure y'all follow us on all our socials. Facebook, we are the BD Waterfowl Podcast. On Instagram, BD Waterfowl Pod. Like and subscribe to the podcast on all your favorite listening platforms. What else do I have? Jacob, what is your stuff? Plug it.
Bluegrass Basement Boys Podcast. We are on all of the major platforms to listen to. So you look us up, you'll find us. Instagram is, give me just a second, not prepared, my apologies.
I didn't warn you to get your plugs ready, so that's on me.
It's Bluegrass Basement Boys, no spaces. If you look that up, if you do Bluegrass and then start with a B, you're going to find us. We normally post episodes, at least during high sports season, we're posting an episode a week. And then where we're kind of winding down on sports right now, we're going to two episodes a month. So,
getting on that BD Waterfowl podcast schedule.
Yeah.
And then we'll be ramping back up whenever football season starts. So, it's a fun time. We have a good time, and you all enjoy listening.
It's fun to listen to. It's a very funny podcast, I will say. It does have its, you know, informational moments about sports, but it is very funny, and I like it quite a bit.
Yeah. Also, just warning, a lot of cussing.
Yeah, they we put explicit tags on some of our episodes. Theirs is most. Actually, all, episode, isn't it? Yeah.
It's not a...
Yeah.
Set the tone early.
Yeah, but we did, and then we dialed it back. I mean, we've been real good lately.
Yeah, real good, actually.
Until today.
Yeah. Whoops.
It is what it is.
I was shocked that I managed not to say a single cuss word this entire podcast.
Bullshit. No.
I was shocked.
No, thanks again, Jacob, for being on. Y'all make sure you go listen and like and subscribe to Bluegrass Basement Boys as well. And that's going to be it from us.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening.
Appreciate it. Peace out.